Well, the Phoenix City Council votes today on whether to issue municipal ID cards to city residents. If the vote passes, Phoenix will join a growing number of cities in the U.S. that offer photo IDs that can be used by people who don't have other options, people like the elderly who don't drive or immigrants. The move is being celebrated by immigration rights groups who say the IDs would also improve interactions with police. But as Carrie Young reports from Here and Now contributor KJZZ, the idea has some vocal opponents as well.
When Eduardo Pym isn't working, chances are you'll find him doing something creative.
So this is his face here. This is a shirt press here. And those are poster presses.
Pym is an artist, and this screen printing studio is almost like a second home to him. While Pym does have a day job, his design work brings in the occasional paycheck too. But actually cashing those checks is a challenge.
At the bank, they're asking for a state ID, which I didn't have. And they wouldn't take my school ID.
Pym grew up in Phoenix, but he's undocumented, so he can't qualify for that state-issued ID the bank was demanding, meaning he often has to go to a local liquor store that cashes checks.
Sometimes it's a little sketchy. Sometimes it feels like I'm in purgatory.
Not having an ID impacts more than just his finances. Most landlords require a state ID to rent an apartment. And for parents in Pym's position, not having an ID can mean they're not allowed inside their child's school for things like teacher conferences.
Community members asked if we could do a state identification, if we could do a license. And looking at the political makeup of the state, we were like, no, we can't do that right now.
Betty Diana Hernandez is the executive director for the Center for Neighborhood Leadership, one of several organizations supporting the development of a municipal ID. The coalition, known as One Phoenix ID, introduced the local ID idea to the city council more than 2 years ago. They say other groups that also have trouble obtaining state IDs, like the homeless and the elderly, could benefit too.
If this identification card will not be actually respected by everyone within the city, including the Phoenix Police Department, then it would be useless, right? Because one of the biggest factors has been people not calling police because they're scared to interact because the first question is, you know, let me see your ID.
The city also hopes to integrate the card with services like the library and light rail. And organizers are working to get museums and other cultural locations to offer discounts for cardholders. The measure has strong support, but there are some vocal opponents, too, including Phoenix Councilman Jim Waring.
Bottom line, we're spending a lot of taxpayer time and money. Again, it's a serious problem, but this card is going to do absolutely nothing to solve it. And in a state that has high rates of identity theft, should we really be throwing a card out there with potentially the City of Phoenix logo?
The One Phoenix ID Coalition insists the card will be cost neutral, paid for with card fees. Local nonprofit groups have also pledged to help with administrative operations, but Waring isn't buying it.
This is a federal government issue. The City of Phoenix City Council is not the group that really should be addressing it. I understand political pressure is driving this.
Municipal ID programs are already up and running in other large cities, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. In New York, more than 863,000 people have one. Half say it's their primary form of ID, and they use it for a variety of reasons, including getting into a museum. The city has run into some roadblocks. Many major banks don't accept them. Still, thousands report they've successfully opened a bank account using the ID. But even if this measure passes Phoenix City Council today, it still faces challenges from some Arizona lawmakers who say it would encourage illegal immigration. One state senator says he'll work to pass a bill that would force the program to shut down. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young in Phoenix.